Fever. Can you guess the theme with Nugget and Al?
That's my favourite one.
It's our daily game against the newsies and your absence yesterday.
Yes.
Didn't go well.
No,
oh,
lost.
No. What happened?
So it was Courtney and Miranda. Mm-hmm. And remember how we said a couple of times, Miranda has never scored a point when she's filled in?
Did she score one?
She still hasn't scored a point.
Oh, no.
What's the score now, big boy?
It's 27-21.
Now that sucks because I specifically gave them the directive that they must win.
So is that a sackable offence?
I feel like it is.
They've actively gone against the directive from their boss.
That's right. It's a written warning at least.
Good luck with that with HR.
Yep.
Very simple. Albie's going to play us the theme song to a show. Ms. Turner and I have just got to work out what that show is.
Mm.
And Harley's going to try and claw back some points.
Oh,
you
try
do.
So desperately.
All right, Harles, let's see how you go with show number one.
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
It is. It's a cartoon
it's
that I've never watched.
It's a very rude cartoon.
It's a cartoon I've never watched. Is it Family Guy?
That'll do me. Yes! Family Guy.
Yeah, good work.
That was such a long shot.
Very good guess.
Thank you.
Rude show, but very, very funny.
Is
not
it?
One for the kiddies.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't mistake it for
what
another.
What is it on?
It's on pay TV, I think. I think it's around on like 7Mate or something. I'm not sure.
Right.
I haven't followed that closely.
I don't even, I've never even watched it. I
very
don't even
rude,
know how I know the...
Very rude, but very funny.
Okay.
Good get. Well done.
Thanks.
Your first one, Nugget.
Yep.
Tricky one.
Now, this is a genuine stab in the dark, and I'm not sure what part of my brain this has come from. And I don't deserve any credit if I get it, because this is a genuine guess. Is it Smallville?
Oh, damn you!
What?
I don't know why I knew that.
Oh,
who would have known Smallville?
I never, ever watched that show.
I didn't know that one.
I don't know why that's in my brain.
Well done.
I failed senior maths, but that's in my brain. Kids, study harder.
That's one for one now.
Oof. One for one.
You got hard ones
I'm
today,
tired
Albie.
From that.
Yeah, probably have. See how you go on this one.
Oh, Albie. You've outdone yourself today.
Australian show.
You give me this
Australian
show.
It ran for about 8 years, I think.
I'm going to take it. If Hayley's not ready. I'm going to say, no. When Hayley's heard it go, I'm ready to steal, but I'm not confident at all.
Okay. I'm just going to throw it out there. There was one.
The fact that he said Australian show helped me out.
Australian show?
Was it set on a cliff somewhere in Sydney?
No.
Has any show ever been set on a cliff in Sydney?
I don't think it ran for 8 seasons.
Not Bondi Rescue, no.
No. It was a soapy. I know, because a friend of mine.
Wait, the whole show was just on a cliff?
Set on a cliff?
No, like that. No, there was an apartment block.
I thought they were just sitting on a cliffside. Go, gee, it's windy.
Okay, you can steal.
Look, I'm going to take another stab. Is that McLeod's Daughters?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I should have known.
Can I tell you, if he hadn't said Australian, I would have had no idea.
That doesn't sound country at all.
No, it doesn't.
I thought it was like a teeny American show.
I was thinking like, some really, really
No, I had nothing either, mate. If you hadn't said Australian show, you've just cost Hayley a point. Because I couldn't have stolen that without your clue, thank you.
And it's 2 points to one. You get one more point, don't you?
I'm going to try. Or Hayley could steal and take us to Golden Point.
Yeah, well, that's very true.
He never thinks of that option.
I don't think.
You've got a chance to get another point here.
Yeah, okay.
And continue grinding her into the dirt.
Okay, they are tough today. Let's
see
how you go
today on
this one.
Oh, great song.
Jeez.
I reckon I know this.
This is the Dandy Warhols.
Yes, it is.
Actually released that song. We used
now,
to be friends.
Is this also Australian?
No, I don't.
Because it was. Because what I'm thinking of, that song was used on this TV show as the theme.
What is it?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if the show's Australian or not.
So.
Yes.
Because it was a crap show that I didn't care about that my wife used to watch.
Yes.
Because I love that Dandy Warhol song. That was used as a theme as a show called My Restaurant Rules.
Ooh.
That was a precursor to My Kitchen Rules.
Ooh.
People had to set up restaurants.
Well,
and I only remember that because I love that Dandy Warhol song.
You got it wrong.
How
what
is
it?
Take
Can
zero.
You steal the point?
No, Albie, I got nothing.
Oh, the show is Veronica Mars.
Oh, Veronica Mars. Yes.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
Yeah, no. It's I've watched, I think there's a movie.
2-1 victory for the Nug Man.
Well, five holes.
That was a tough round, wasn't it?
It was like 400 to 3.
No,
yeah?
That's 29 to 22.
Yeah, so it's only 7.
We were only going to put in the mercy rule at 20-point lead. Yeah.
And the good, well, the good news is, because we've only got next week and the week after until we go on holidays. So you've only got like 10 more bouts of this. Yeah, so you could end up winning round 2.
I will. I'm confident.
And we don't have
none of us are, but I'm glad you are.
We're on location tomorrow, so it's a rest day.
Rest day for you. No worries. Thanks, Hales.
Thanks, Hales.
Monday.